Dr. Tamara Coyne Beasley. Dr. Coyne Beasley, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I also want to let you know today that I'm actually here on behalf of Pfizer, and I'm excited to talk with you about meningococcal disease and how we can prevent it.
You know, I mentioned, I was looking at your thing, it's you are a division of adolescent medicine.
That is correct.
There's a whole area, I guess, for those adolescents that we have to be on the look for, and this is one of the things we're talking about today, right?
That is correct. That is correct. And we're talking about it, particularly as it relates to adolescents, because they are in the age range where they're most susceptible to getting meningococcal disease. It's greatest and it peaks at age 19. So it's a very important and relevant disease to talk about when we're thinking about preventing adolescent illness.
What exactly is that disease, if you could describe it to us?
Absolutely. So meningococcal disease is an uncommon but serious disease that can have life-altering and life-threatening complications. So it presents itself as a common, you know, infection. So you might have just nausea, vomiting, fever, or diarrhea. But what can happen is the bacteria can go in and infect the membranes around the spinal cord and around the brain. Most of the time we refer to this, and most people hear about it, called meningitis. But it can also get into the bloodstream. When it gets into the bloodstream, it can cause problems with your organs, such as kidney failure or liver failure. It can also result in what we call gangrene or require amputations of arms or legs. So it's an incredibly serious disease that can be prevented with vaccines. And the reason why I'm excited to talk to you about this is that many people don't realize that you actually need two separate vaccines to prevent meningococcal disease. You need a vaccine against serotypes A, C, Y, and W, but you need a second vaccine against meningococcal B, which actually causes the majority of meningococcal disease.
Doctor, as you say, the symptoms can be very serious. How does one come down with this disease?
Well, you can come down with this disease doing very normal things that you do as teenagers. So, for instance, you can be sharing water bottles or a beverage, or you could be sharing a meal or utensils. You could also be living in close quarters like you do in college dormitories, and for our young people who go into the military and college in barracks. So being in close quarters, sharing utensils and food, or even engaging in a kiss with your significant other. So all behaviors that are normal and that we expect our young people to do.
What is the age that these vaccines are given then for a child?
Great question. So if you remember, I said that there are two vaccines that are needed, two separate vaccines. The first vaccine is meningococcal A, C, Y, and W. That's given the first dose at age 11 or 12. Then you get a second dose of A, C, Y, and W, which we call a booster dose, at age 16. Also at age 16, families should talk to their doctors about getting meningococcal B vaccine and beginning that series at age 16. So again, the first vaccine, ACY and W, get at 11 and 12 with a booster at 16, and then have a conversation with your doctor about getting Men B also at that same time when you're getting your ACY and W at age 16.
Any symptoms you could tell about if someone is thinking maybe they're contracting this?
Yeah, well, I will tell you, if you think that you're contracting this, the very first thing I'd want you to do is contact your doctor and be seen immediately by them or in the emergency department. Again, because the disease itself can present and be so devastating in within 24 hours, you should really get the vaccine as the best method of protection and prevention.
This is a recent vaccine, too. I mean, I don't know how long, but I know I never had something like this growing
right.
up as well.
Right, yeah, nor did I. And so you're absolutely right, and I think that's part of the reason why many people aren't as aware of it as they are about meningococcal A, C, Y, and W. So the vaccine against Men B was developed and marketed and available in 2014. So not quite as long a history as a ACY and W, but again, has a history and experience with clinical trials to be a safe and effective vaccine. The other difference in why families may not know about it in the same way they know about ACY and W is ACY and W, that vaccine is required for school entry. But I still would encourage, and it's recommended by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, to have conversations with your doctor about receiving Meninge B as well.
Is there a timeline that is too late to get the vaccine if you had it? Can you kind of do it retroactively in a sense? Or what's the age that you wouldn't really give that to somebody?
Yeah, so you want to essentially do it through college age. The preferred age to get the vaccine, if we're talking about ACY and W, again, it's 11 and 12 with a booster at 16. For men B, the preferred age of starting the series is 16, preferably by 18. But you can start anywhere between 16 and 18.
Is this,
16 preferred.
Is this something that your doctor will bring up, or do you need to bring this up to your physician? How does the conversation go?
Yeah. So great question. Your physician should bring it up to you, but if your physician does not, please feel free to actually have those conversations with them. And if you need some information that your physician may not be able to talk to you about, please also go to meetmeningitis.com. But be empowered to actually have these conversations with your doctor if they don't bring them up.
Sounds good. And, of course, you got to keep track of all those vaccines if you have
exactly,
a child.
Exactly.
And it becomes alphabet soup after a while. Again, where's a good place to go to get some ideas of what we need to do about it?
Great place to go first is always your healthcare provider. Second, there's meetmeningitis.com.
Sounds good. Doctor, thanks for sharing the good advice this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for your time. Have a good day.